This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 a.m. Eastern time here. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Gary's in New Hampshire.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I was just listening to the lady with the mole problem. I felt so badly for her.
Definitely,
and
right?
I have a suggestion. I'm from the South, and I've learned when I was down there long, long ago that vibration is not good for people that live underground. They hate it. They move away. So what I did, I drove a stake in the ground, and I had one of those it's a vibrator you put on your hand to massage yourself or your muscles or something.
Yep.
Vibrates.
Yep.
And I secured it to the stick, several sticks actually, and I started the vibration nearest the house. And
yep.
Then I went and let it go for probably 5 hours, give or take, and at night. And the next morning, I moved it 5 feet away, further away from the house, and continued that for probably a month. And my moles went away. I had no moles. I didn't have any worms either, but I didn't have any more moles. And I just want to share that story with you.
Well, that's definitely a great point to bring up. They do have some, there are some, I want to say it's a trap, but it's not a trap, but they have a deterrent that does do that with the vibrations, to push them away.
Yeah.
And, you know, while we were talking, I was just so caught up in everything she's doing, and it's just not working. I forgot about the vibrations. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Gary, because that is another aspect that can help you move them away.
Well, I was like her. I had tried. I was so frustrated. And, yes, the neighbors did have me, and I ran away from the neighbors as well. But it worked for me, and I just wanted to share that story. I just felt so badly for her.
Yeah, when you put in a lot of effort and you put in a lot of time, money, you know, and you're not successful, it gets frustrating. And so that's actually a great point that you bring up, Gary, with the vibrations, you know, using how you did it or looking into a machine that might actually do it. They also, they don't like a very high pitched noise that a lot of adults can't hear. So they have these machines that you can put on that have a high-pitched noise that younger generations and animals can hear, and it deters them away from it. They just want to get rid of that, away from that noise, too.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So, maybe the combination.
Yeah, exactly. I used a sonic thing for my mice in the house here. I have an old house. And it worked. It seemed to work, although I still catch mice out in the barn. But the vibration ran the moles away. And it was, I was ecstatic. I said, I don't have to buy any more of these gimmicks or these things. Some of them work, don't get me wrong. But it worked for me, and I just feel badly for her, and I hope she can try something like that, like you say, or buy something.
Awesome, Gary. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us that story. We appreciate it. I know a number of other people are going to appreciate it, not just you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day, then.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And great point brought up by Gary there, really. The vibrations, very high-pitched noise will sometimes work with small ones as well, when all else fails, right? Because you get to the point where you're like, all right, man, I'm done. I've spent all this money. What's the point? So those vibrations might work well for you. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got open phone lines, so definitely give us a call if you need. Now, we had a listener ask about, you know, maybe talk a little bit about winterizing some things, doing what you need to do to get ready for the winter. Well, let's discuss it a little bit. You know, a lot of you have probably, you know, brought your house plants indoors, got your equipment put away, etc., but your plants are still out there. Now, we talk so often just about using like a wilt proof or a wilt stop. We don't really talk about what else you can be doing with some of your new shrubs, trees. There are thoughts out there of using like burlap around some of your evergreens to hold them in place, but to keep the moisture in the plant. You know, if it's worked for you in the past, have at it. Go about it, because I think you can be very successful with it. But my biggest thing when it comes to burlap is putting it on at the right time where your plants have stopped growing for the season, and then taking it off early enough where you're not going to affect that photosynthesis, the light hitting the plant, so you're not turning it brown early in the season. So burlap is a good thing to use on some of your plants. It definitely is. But what else can you do? And that's why we talk about wilt proof and wilt stop so much. Now, we have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Marge is in Massachusetts.
Marge, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had have another suggestion for the lady with the bowl problem. I had a major problem several years ago, and somebody on her talk radio show suggested bubble gum. I know the woman said that she had used it, but did she chew the bubble gum first to soften it? I did it one time and have not had a vole or a mole since. So good luck to her.
Well, definitely, that is another good point brought up, because the bubble gum, they cannot get rid of through their system, and they will chew it. They will, and then it will actually they basically choke. They can't get rid of it in their body, and they will die that way. But you did bring up a good point. Chewing the bubble gum is another thing, because if you just put a stick of bubble gum out there, they're not going to go for it. They get attracted to it, chewed a little bit. So that is a great point, Marge.
So I hope it works for her.
I hope so too, because I feel bad for Sue with the amount of work she's done, and it seems like she's at her wit's end when it comes to these guys.
And bubble gum is a lot less expensive.
Definitely, you got a good point there too. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Marge, for the for your story on the moles. It's definitely going to help some other people as well. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Yes, sorry. Andy's in Mansfield.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a flowering plum tree that's probably 25 or 30 years old, and it has something called black knot. And I really don't know what that is or how it's treatable.
Well, is it, how bad is it on your flowering plum? Do you, has anybody taken a look at it and said it's really bad or it's just starting?
I would say it's somewhere in between.
Okay.
I've noticed that in a couple of spots, about two to three years since.
Okay. So black knot is a very hard disease to get rid of, okay? The only, it's not like a spray that you can spray on that black spot, the black knot that's there. So basically it's a giant gall that forms around the branching. It looks like it's almost burnt, right? It looks like it's just,
yes,
for some reason it caught on fire and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spray it, nothing is going to happen to it. What needs to happen on the branches that have this gall is they need to be removed, okay?
Sure.
All the branches need to be removed well below it. And it can be, you know, a couple inches, it can be a foot below it. But we need to get rid of the knot there, because what happens is once it gets on there, the spores are all over that, and at some point it can explode and the spores go everywhere. I want you to hang tight with me, Andy, because there's a lot to this, and I'm hitting a break, and I don't want to just get cut off in the middle. So hang tight with me. When we get back, sure, we'll talk more about the black knot disease in your flowering plum. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Andy, and he has what's called black knot disease on his flowering plum. And for those of you who don't know, black knot is this giant, I wouldn't say it's giant, it sometimes can be a couple feet, but it's, you know, usually about 6-8 inches wide, long, and can, like, bubble up on a branch. It looks like it's burnt, right?
Correct.
So, the major problem is the disease spreads in the spring. So, rainy day is the fungus releases spores, which get on the wind and go all over. They can go on your new tree, you know, that tree plus others in there. The disease is susceptible on plums and cherries. It can be some other types of fruits as well. So right now is a good time for you to prune out that black knot. Okay?
Yeah.
So you gotta get rid of all of it. We don't put it in a compost or anything. Get it in the trash if you can, okay? And the other thing you wanna do is you wanna cut 2 to 4 inches below the gall. So you're making sure that underneath it you're getting rid of any of the disease that's there. We wanna get new disease-free wood underneath there, okay?
Yes.
You want to get rid of all of it, but here's what I want you to do. If your pruners touch that black knot, you need to clean them and wash them off. Now, use like a Clorox wipe, right, to clean everything. Because if you cut into the knot and then you cut into a clean spot, you're moving the fungus from one spot to another. You know what I mean? So you have to protect it. The next thing you want to do is once you have cleaned everything, this spring, I want you to spray with a fungicide. Now, you can go organic, which would be like a copper fungicide or a biofungicide, that type of thing. Or you can go synthetic by using a product like Infuse from Bonide. It's important to do it multiple times. And you want to do it in the spring because that's when the spores of any black knot that could be left over are the most active, right? So we want to make sure we get it early. So right now, if you can, today, tomorrow, clean up all the black knot. Get rid of it. Some will say even burn it. But if you can throw it in the trash, just throw it in the trash. Just don't put it in a compost pile or, you know, don't throw it through a chipper to get rid of it because then you're going to just spread the spores. The other thing I want to see you do in the spring is feed the flowering plum with, you know, a tree tone, something along those lines, as soon as the ground starts to thaw. Your plant has gone through a lot of stress. And so doing something to give back by feeding it is definitely going to help it. Another thing in the spring is use something along the lines of like a protolyzer to work with that fertilizer to help rejuvenate some of the plant and get through it a little bit easier. Now, sometimes if the black knot is just all over the tree, sometimes you just have to get rid of the tree. But if you can control it now by getting rid of those knots that are on there and then start spraying in the spring, as soon as you start to see like buds start to form, and I'm not talking like flower buds, I'm talking like the leaf buds on there. You also don't want to spray the flowers when it's on there, like in the morning. You would want to do something like that at night so it has time to dry so you're not affecting any pollinators, right? Because, it, you know, a fungicide, even though it focuses on, you know, killing fungus, it has some oil bits in it, and oil can suffocate some of your pollinators that are pollinating the flowering plum for you. So you got to just watch what you're doing on there. Another product you could use would be the fruit and tree spray from Bonide as well. It has some Captan in it and a couple other things. That does disease control as well. So a number of those things, but if you can get rid of the knot now, it's going to help you for spring. All right?
Good. We'll try that.
All right, Andy. Thanks. Well, good luck.
Thank you for your advice.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. While Roe v. Wade has been Supreme Court precedent for 50 years, it is standing its biggest legal test right now. According to constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax, as Mississippi seeks to move the timetable on abortion restrictions, he says the choice is between either overruling Roe v. Wade or the middle ground position of upholding Mississippi, but not overruling. But what if Roe v. Wade is overruled?
A cataclysmic political event in America. Congress would try to pass a statute first, making abortion a federal right. It would become a major issue in the 2022 midterms and then in the 2024 presidential.
The White House announced on Saturday that President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk next week amid a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A Greek Orthodox priest on Saturday shouted, "Pope, you are a heretic," at Francis in Athens. A man with a long white beard wearing black robes and a black hat was taken away by police after shouting at the Pope as he entered the Orthodox archbishopric. Francis arrived in Greece on Saturday to visit the Greek Roman Catholics in an effort to bring together the Eastern and Western churches. CNN announced late Saturday afternoon the cable network has fired host Chris Cuomo, effective immediately, following an investigation into Cuomo using his journalism contacts to help defend his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, when he was facing numerous allegations of sexual assault by female staffers. Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace last August. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Massachusetts.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I've listened to you since you came on, and you're doing a really good job.
Thank you.
I wanted you to know. I have a solution to mold, and I call them gophers. People call them woodchucks around here. There is a sonic spike that is manufactured by the Victor Company. You can find them at even Walmart and Tractor Supplies and those places. They go for around $20. They're probably more now because everything's gone up. But you put them in the ground, and they're solar operated, and they make those high-pitched sounds. And it just keeps the moles away. And you stick them in the ground, and you can leave them there all year round. So as long as there's sunlight, this thing will vibrate in the ground.
Definitely, the vibration and some of the noise, too, it definitely scares them away.
It's a high-pitched signal. The thing is, if people are going to buy these, I would tell them to get their drill out and put a drill bit on and drill the hole first, because the spike is a plastic spike, and you can damage it trying to get it in the ground.
But, yeah, That's where they tend to try and save a little bit of money, is on the spike part because of the solar aspect of it. So that's a great point to bring up. But it is definitely, I have heard a lot of success stories with the sonic spikes because of that vibration.
It's not just the vibration, Patrick. It's a high pitched sound too. If you walk outside, you can hear it. You know, and one stake will treat up to 7,500 square feet. I ran out and got the box because I knew I was going to talk to you. I don't throw away anything.
Oh, perfect.
And they are waterproof. You can leave them in the ground all year round, and The only time they don't work is if they're blanketed with snow. Big deal.
Yep.
And they do work. Like I say, they don't work for gophers or woodchucks. I get called on when I call them gophers from my friends. But they sort of keep the woodchucks away, but I wouldn't say 100%. But the moles, my moles are gone. I don't have any more moles. I must have maybe 3 or 4 of them strategically placed around my property. They work.
Awesome.
It's not a bad investment, you know. $27, you know, and it's weatherproof.
Definitely.
So that's it. That's what I use.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it. A lot of people have been calling in because a lot of people have had these same exact issues. I do appreciate it. We're hearing a lot more that the sonic, the noises there will help. So hopefully Sue is still listening and hearing some of these other ideas because it seemed like she'd had enough and was almost giving up.
I'm looking at the box, and there is a website. It's called victorpest.com.
Yep.
And if she goes up there, she'll be able to see where she can get them. But like I said, even Walmart carries them.
I know. And everybody has seemed to get into them, especially because they are so prevalent in our area. It definitely, and they do so much damage to your plants. So it's not a fun, not something that you want to, you know, that you're enjoying. So definitely can get out there. You can even buy it online, I'm sure.
I'm sure they can. And it doesn't bother your pets. It's not anything that will affect your pets. That's a nice thing to know, too. Because a
awesome.
Lot of people have pets, and they're running all over the place. So it won't even bother them. So it's a good product. It's worth
Perfect.
It.
Well, okay. That's the best way to learn about a product is somebody else's recommendation. So I do appreciate it, Carolyn.
Oh, you're welcome, Patrick, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
I listen to you every Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you as well.
Oh, you have a good holiday now.
You as well.
It's coming up faster than we think, right?
Oh, I know. It's right around the corner.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I think we have struck a nerve on everybody with the moles because they are so bad. I mean, this year, I think the past 2 years they have just been worse out there, and that's part of it. But, man, I appreciate everybody's thoughts on this and how we can help each other, because that's how we become successful gardeners, is by helping each other out. It's amazing to hear what people will do for their gardens. So for everybody who's called in, I do appreciate it. The sun is out, or at least trying to peek through some of those clouds. Still cool temperature-wise out there, but hopefully you can get out and enjoy yourself today. Maybe you go pick up a Christmas tree, as it is, this weekend is by far the most popular weekend to be purchasing a Christmas tree. So definitely get out there, because the supply chain issue is not a made-up issue. It's definitely out there, because I am seeing it everywhere. I am seeing it when it comes to the Christmas trees. They're not out there as much as they have been in the past couple of years. So definitely get out there this weekend if you can to get a Christmas tree. Even if you don't bring it indoors, bring it home. If you can put it in a bucket of water, great. If not, that's fine too. Just don't get it cut today. Cut it before you do put it in the water. Now, we have talked with Karen from Natural Alternative today. Protolizer is a great additive to be putting in the water for your Christmas tree. So that's something to think about as well. Now, we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Stacy's in Cape Cod.
Stacy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I have two questions.
Sure.
Is it too late to put down a step four on a lawn?
Where are you on the Cape?
I'm on Harwich, right on the elbow. I'm 1 mile from the ocean.
The ground shouldn't have frozen there. I don't think
it has.
I think you're going to be okay to put it down if you have the product. You can that product down until the ground freezes, really. So if you haven't put it down, you're going to do more benefits for the lawn by putting it down now than by not doing anything.
Okay.
So if you have it and you can put it down, I would do it.
Great. Thank you. And my second question is, I planted several brand new rhododendron bushes this spring. And the ones in the shade are doing great. They're a dark emerald green. They're lovely. The ones that are in the sun are, they're supposed to be able to take full sun. They're a white flowering bush, but they're getting yellow. Should I put Hollytone down now?
Have you fertilized? When did you plant them?
I planted them in early May.
Okay. And, they're just starting to turn yellow on you now?
They're starting to. The leaves aren't as lustrous as they were, and they're more of a yellow cast than green.
Okay. So you could put the Hollytone on it. Definitely it's not going to hurt it. It's only going to help it. I would also look at doing, in the spring, doing the Hollytone. So with the Hollytone now, only put it at half the rate. Don't put it at full rate.
Right.
Okay. Put it at half the rate now and then the spring full rate. What I'd also look at doing in the spring is if they're still yellowing, look at something that has some iron to it, ironite, an iron tone, liquid iron, any of those things. Because iron will help green up anything that's chlorotic like that. So
great.
But you don't want to do it now because we don't want to push new growth, et cetera, because you can do more damage than good.
Right, they want to rest for the winter.
Definitely. So look for like an iron-type product. Liquid form might be the best because of the fact that it's going to be a little bit quicker acting. You're going to be able to see the reactions, whereas sometimes the granular takes a little bit of time to do.
Okay.
So I would look there. But definitely iron tone in the spring. You could even, there's a product out there for the lawn that you might have heard of called Milorganite.
Yes.
That can actually be used on your shrubs as well because it has some iron in it that can help green things up. So if you're using it for the lawn, you know, don't mind if it goes into the beds around those rhododendrons because that iron's going to help it.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
You as well, Stacy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, room for another call or two. So if you're out there wondering, maybe I shouldn't call, I don't want to get stuck on hold or not get on there, we got an open line for you. I thought we'll just continue keep it on for the rest of the show. Like I said, sun's starting to peek out. It's starting to look good out there for the day. Tomorrow is going to be nice and warm. You know, we might have, some rain mixed in here and there. But it would be a good day to get out there and get some last-minute things done. Even in the rain, you know, 60 degrees and rainy is better than 30 degrees and rainy. So if you can get out there, get out there to finish up what you have done, you know, haven't done for the garden here. You know, I was listening to the radio yesterday morning on the way to work, and there's a comedian in New England by the name of Bob Marley. Funny guy. I've seen him in some movies. He's real funny. But the reason why I bring this up is he was staying in New England, You know, we have two seasons. The season of putting our stuff away in the garden into the shed, and then the other season was taking everything out of our shed. Because it's almost like we sit there and wait 6 months to put everything away, and then it takes us 6 months to take everything out, and then we're putting it back away. Now, it makes me laugh because we talk about, you know, we don't know when the last time we're going to be able to do stuff outside is, right? And so we always say, all right, get these away, get these things done. But I swear, every time I look at the weather, there's one more day next week that'll be 50, 60 degrees. So you're like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this because 60 degrees right now is short weather. But it just made me laugh because, you know, that is kind of New England. We got 6 months of putting our stuff away for the winter and then 6 months of taking everything out. So let's try and get it away earlier. Now, we got one segment left in the show. We'll wrap everything up, go over a little bit of what we did today. But after that, we'll be back next week. So give us a call if you have some questions. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back in a few.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're wrapping up the show here. Seems like in the past hour we've had a lot of vole, mole issues that we've discussed. We have one final call that we're going to grab here. So we're going to go right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ann is in Cape Cod.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I am just calling to find out when to fertilize my blueberry plant.
Okay.
Trees.
Yep. So blueberries, there are a couple things. Blueberries like very acidic soil, right? So it's not just about the fertilization of them. It's about making sure that you can get the right acidity level to the soil. The best time to fertilize, though, is in the spring before the leaves start to form. So as soon as the ground starts to thaw and you're starting to, you can put a shovel in the ground, that's when you want to do it.
Okay.
The one thing I would be looking at doing is making sure, have you had success with your blueberries in the past, or has there been an issue?
The past year, we've had perfect success. It was the best crop we ever got. Before that, we had a lot of bird issues, and so we net them, and we had a great crop.
Great.
It was the best I've ever seen. They weren't quite as sweet as they probably should have been, but they were multiple.
So the sweet part might be that the soil isn't acidic enough for them. So that could be part of it. So what I would look at doing is seeing if you can get a soil sample on the on the blueberries, you could just get one of those pH testers that like has a prong that goes in. Mm-hmm. You're looking to get the pH below 5. And the easiest way to fertilize to make the soil more acidic is there's a product from Espoma called Soil Acidifier. It's a white and blue bag. It sometimes will have, it usually has like a hydrangea picture on it. But this will help make that soil more acidic, which will then allow it to, the fruit tastes better for you. You could also look at using a fertilizer that has a heavy middle number in the spring. So something that has more phosphorus in it, that will help more, you know, fruit, more flowers, more everything. It's definitely work for you throughout the season.
Okay. I thank you very much for that information.
All right, Ann. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks so
much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left here. Blueberries, right? If you had a good year, you want to keep it that way. Make sure you continue to keep your fertilization going. Keep the acidity low on your plants, because that is only going to help. It's going to get a better taste to it as well. Take a look at that. The other thing, some of you in the spring, that's when you're going to want to do some pruning of those blueberries to get them ready for this next season. Get rid of some of the older branching. Allow some of that newer growth to take advantage. Get rid of some of the broken branches that'll happen. But do all this in the spring. All right. So the rest of the show, we've had a couple of other things. We've talked about poinsettias. We've talked about black knot on your flowering plum. You know, these are the types of things that we're seeing now. You know, black knot, you're seeing a little bit easier on your trees because there's no leaves on it and you can see it. This is the time to get rid of it if you have it, and then spray in the spring. So definitely keep an eye out on your flowering plums and your flowering cherries. Those are the two that really get it the worst. So take a look. Now, going to be a warm day tomorrow. If we get rain in the morning and then it dries out, apply some of your wilt proof and wilt stop if you haven't already. Get your plants protected for the winter so that they can really thrive for you next year. Put a lot of money and effort into it. Let's protect them now. That's going to do it for today's show. I appreciate everybody who called. Appreciate Karen for coming on with us from Natural Alternative. Check out their website at naturalalternative.com. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, or plant something indoors. We'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.